This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. New name, but still the same everything else. Me, I'm still JR. I'm still coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's still here too, still coming to you live from New York City. And I'm sure that you're still the same too. Well, you know what? We're not the same. Every day we're improving, right? That's what you do in life. You get better every day. Or at least you try. I'm going to try to sit here and have fun with you. I'm going to do that over the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. You can consider this halftime. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen to the Infinity Sports Network on your local affiliate. You can lock in utilizing the free Odyssey app. We're available everywhere. Sirius XM Channel 158. Shout outs to all my truck drivers. All my people on the road. And then you can also just ask your smart speaker to play Infinity Sports Network. And then boom, it'll pop right on up. Hands free. You don't have to do anything. We've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much. Last hour, a great conversation with Keith Pompey. Covers the Philadelphia 76ers for the Philly Inquirer. Told us about the play-in game tomorrow as the Philadelphia 76ers get ready to take on the Miami Heat. And yeah, Joel Embiid is supposed to play. What a shock. He tweaked his knee on Friday, and then he didn't play in the finale on Sunday. And all things considered, Joel Embiid will play tomorrow until he gets hurt and he can't play. I'm not wishing it on him, but that's just the reality. If Joel Embiid is healthy, the Sixers can go far. If Joel Embiid gets broken, which is likely, the Sixers go nowhere. Speaking of the play-in, we already have a game that's currently underway in New Orleans right now, this minute, this second. As I speak to you, as Jose Alvarado gets teed up with D'Angelo Russell, the Lakers are going at it against the Pelicans. Whoever wins this game advances to take on the Denver Nuggets this minute, this second. New Orleans leads 31-26. About a minute left here in the first quarter. We'll keep you up to date. Also, later on tonight, the Golden State Warriors will take on the Sacramento Kings. So we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. We have so much more to do. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about the WNBA draft last night. We talked about the punishment that Michigan received, 3 years of probation, a fine, because of some of their recruiting violations. We know Jim Harbaugh doesn't care because he's with the Chargers right now. And then we're going to get into the NFL draft. A lot of people are throwing around their mock drafts and their predictions. So we'll get into that. We talked Team USA. So we have so much more to do. Let's go ahead and hit the lines right now. Lee is here from Cincinnati. Lee, you're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's going on?
Not much, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And I don't mean to change the subject, but one thing I appreciate about you is the fact that you don't mind talking Major League Baseball. And the fact that you live in Atlanta and that you're from Atlanta right now, I'm just wondering, what have you heard, what do you think about the fact that Spencer Strider, you know, the Braves ace, how do you think that's going to affect their ability this year to possibly make it to the World Series and be World Series champions? How big of a difference you think he's going to make with his absence now?
Well, it's going to be – I don't know if I want to go as far to say, win the World Series or go to the World Series, but the answer is it's going to have a major impact and a major factor. I mean, this is a dude who last year had 30-plus starts, led the world in strikeouts. It doesn't matter what league it is. And he was basically a baby. He just showed up. And you would think moving into his second year that he would have either performed A on the same lane or platform or would have improved. And the fact that he's not going to be there, that you don't have the almost 300 strikeouts, which is crazy to think about, you don't have all of the innings and the 30 starts, that has to be made up somewhere. And I know they added Chris Sale, and he's been getting slapped around so far. Their only saving grace is if he can go out there and turn things around. But can you hope on that, given his injury history more recently? So, yeah, this is a hit. I mean, even today, the Atlanta Braves, they lost Ozzie Albies for quite some time with a toe injury. So, not the greatest of starts. But if you want to look on the bright side, it's still April. And if the Braves want to compete for a championship, that's something that they're going to have to endure and get hot with or be hot at later on this year, comes September, October. But I still think they'll be competitive for a playoff spot. They still have a ridiculous amount of offense. They just better hope that their pitching can hold up. But their bats should keep them alive throughout the course of the regular season.
I agree with you about that. Just like you said, the problem is pitching is always penultimate whenever it comes to major leagues. You know, you lose somebody like Spencer Strider. That's why I think that might have been a bigger loss than Ozzie Albies. No offense, Albies is great.
Oh, no, I'm not comparing who has a bigger impact or anything. I'm just saying that as of right now, the season hasn't started off right for them now that you lost two all-star caliber players, but they have plenty of time to try to fix things. But their bats will keep them fine throughout the course of the year. And if they can find pitching at the end of the season, if they can get hot at the end of the year with the arms, then they should be fine. By no way was I comparing the loss of Albies to Strider. I'm bringing up another injury, Lee.
Oh, no, I understand. I understand completely. And I wasn't trying to say that you were. I'm just saying that, yeah, the Braves haven't started out great this year. I'm scared. I'll be honest with you. It might be too early, but I'm not cashing it in, but I'm kind of afraid, because if it keeps going like this, Braves aren't going to have any great play. Just as long as Ronald Acuña stays healthy,
be thrilled about this. They just won a championship a couple seasons ago. Okay, you got to take the good with the bad. All right,
that's very true.
Okay, very well, true. Thank you, Lee.
Right. Well, thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. Hickey, you hear that guy? Do you hear him? He's Well, no, he's not complaining. Now, I give him credit. Let me correct that. Lee is not complaining. He's talking about the Braves that just won a championship two seasons ago. And help me out. You're a Met fan. What championship have you seen, Hickey?
Zero in my lifetime.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking. Like, he's complaining about his pitching. What pitching is on the Mets right now?
Well, enough pitching to shut their bats down last week. That's for sure.
They got the Mets. the Mets. What are they? Do you expect them to do anything but be 500 this year?
I think they're a playoff team.
New York Mets?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, explain that one to me. Go ahead.
They, to me, are still a good team. Like, I like the talent on the roster. This is the same team that was there in 2022 when they won 100 games and went to the playoffs. So I think the core of this team is good. I do think a lot of what happened last year was everyone, unfortunately, played poorly, but that's not a reflection of who they are, just had a bad year. And so far, early, I'm not getting crazy here, but early, so far having a nice bounce back. The pitching's done well. The bullpen's been shut down. Like, I love the fact they were overlooked in part because they didn't really do much outside of last year. That they're showing you last year is more the anomaly, not the rule.
Wow. You know what? I appreciate your optimism. I really do. Because when I take a look at the New York Mets, the way that Lee from Cincinnati is concerned about the Atlanta Braves and their pitching, I look at the Mets and their pitching and I go, where in the hell are they going to get all these innings from? That's a lot of hope in Severino. Manaea's got smacked around. You better hope Kodai Senga comes back and he can eat up some. Is that the hope?
That's the hope. I mean, J.D. Martinez, I don't know what this guy was doing all offseason, but apparently not swinging a bat. Hopefully he comes back and can provide some power from the DH position. But, yeah, I mean, look, Lee is dealing. I'm jealous. I'm not going to sit here and say the Mets are better than the Braves. I'm not saying that at all. Lee, what he's dealing with, and I'm jealous of it, is champagne problems.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah, he is. That's what I said. You complaining, like, you're not complaining, but, man, you won a championship. Like, the parade went right by the studio here in Atlanta, Georgia. Like, I saw the parade. It went by the city, and, you know, I remember the parade. It happened. Like, I love it when people who've teams that had success, granted, they can be concerned, but, man, there's always some teams that got it worse. So what happens when Spencer Strider goes down? Do the Braves get better? The answer is no. It's more challenging. I think we all know that. But, Hickey, I appreciate your optimism, especially for the New York Mets. And I don't know what's going on in New York. For whatever reason, there's a lot of optimism when it comes down to the teams. The Yankees have started off the season good. The Rangers in the playoffs. The Islanders just also made the playoffs. The New York Jets, well, I heard Aaron Rodgers said something crazy today. Did you hear about that one, Hickey?
I did. It's perfect for the new show segment that we're going to debut here soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to spend too much time. Aaron Rodgers basically said, what did he say? The government, U.S. government created HIV in the 80s, right? That what he said?
That's correct. That is his belief.
That is what Aaron Rodgers said recently. So when Aaron Rodgers isn't rehabbing, when he's not participating with the New York Jets and OTAs, he's sitting on podcasts talking about, you know, drugs. Because what else is he going to do? Tell you about HIV and ayahuasca. It's Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell. Anyway, the other New York team has a quarterback, and he's not talking about drugs or ayahuasca. This man, who also has his own injury history, this is Daniel Jones. Like, the New York Giants select at number 6 in the draft next week. I can't believe the draft is next week. We're hearing so many, you know, I don't want to call them stories. There's so many predictions. I don't put too much stock in any of them. But the New York Giants are at 6. There have been so many rumors about them taking J.J. McCarthy and getting rid of Daniel Jones. And what happens with Daniel Jones? How does he prove himself? Well, Daniel Jones spoke. The man is coming off of an ACL tear. And I guess one of the first things that he wanted to answer was whether or not he's participating after tearing his ACL. Where is he in his rehab? Well, he said he's going well. Listen to this.
Rehab's going well. Making good progress, coming along. Obviously spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff. So feel like things are going well. I'm coming along well.
Hey, Daniel. And so then just to build on that, have they given you a target date of when you think you could be fully cleared?
Yeah. I mean, the plan is to be ready to go by training camp. So, yeah, that's what I'm shooting for and feel good about being ready.
Okay. Training camp for the New York Giants is July. By the time we get to July, the New York Giants could take a look at the number 6 spot of the NFL draft, and the New York Giants could say, we want a quarterback. Like, people say J.J. McCarthy, and I don't know enough about J.J. McCarthy. I see the guy playing at Michigan, and he ain't throwing the ball around. He's handing it off. I'm not sitting around, you know, analyzing every single throw that he made or did not make, because he didn't throw a lot. Michigan ran the damn football. They had a million offensive linemen that were big as houses, and the defense took care of it. Defense, offensive line, running the football, that is Jim Harbaugh's recipe for success. Look for him to do that out in Los Angeles with Herbert. Don't expect Herbert throw the ball 50 times. And so for Daniel Jones, what if the next quarterback for the Giants comes from Michigan? Are you, Daniel Jones, going to worry about that? Daniel Jones said, no, I ain't worried about nothing.
You know, my focus is what I'm doing here with my rehab. You know, kind of the same thing with Saquon. It's, you know, the nature of our business. It's a competitive league. So, you know, the best way to handle that, I think, is to focus on what I'm doing, focus on myself and making sure that I'm, you know, one, healthy, and then ready to play good football. So, you know, that's what I can control. That's what I can do to help myself.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. He opened himself up for that one. I know we talked about Joel Embiid last hour. You want to take a look at health? Daniel Jones being healthy, he played 6 games last year, tore his ACL. I've seen Daniel Jones run so fast that the grass tackled him and tripped him up. He's had a series of neck issues. One day he showed up to camp with an interview. People are looking at the scar on the front of his neck trying to figure out what the hell went down. He also mentioned Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, right, it's business. He's a member of the Eagles. Daniel Jones had the best year of his career and was able to parlay that into a longer-term contract because he and Saquon Barkley, knock on wood, were both healthy and going into the postseason. And then actually won against the Minnesota Vikings. Am I expecting that same thing with Devin Singletary? I think not. If I still have to look at their wide receivers, am I expecting that same thing with Jalen Hyatt? Now, maybe if they can get him the ball. And Darius Slayton? The New York Giants have too many holes. And Daniel Jones, well, quite frankly, the quarterback position, thanks to Dave Gettleman selecting him, he might be the biggest hole of them all. And so when you think about all of the NFL prospects at the quarterback position who will be available, let's be real. J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, they might be the guys that are, quote-unquote, still left in that spot. I mean, Penix Jr. might even be gone at that point in time, you know, for the New York Giants. The Chicago Bears, we know what they're doing. They need a QB. The Commanders, we know what they want. They need a QB. The New England Patriots need a QB. The Arizona Cardinals, are they going to take a wide receiver? Or are they going to trade out of that spot and maybe give it up for somebody who needs a QB? The Chargers are going to go offense. And then you have the Giants. So maybe Penix will be there unless the Raiders jump up the draft board. They're currently at 13. Unless the Minnesota Vikings decide to package some things up. The Vikings have both the 11 and 23 spot. Do they want to move up? We're not done yet, folks. We're not. Not by a long shot. By the time we get to draft day, there's going to be some moving and there's going to be some shaking. Somebody is going to move up to get a quarterback. Caleb Williams is going to be gone. Jaden Daniels is going to be gone. How things shake out between the Drake Mays and the Nixes and the Penixes and the McCarthys, that's where everybody else is kind of going to have to fall in line. The New York Giants, I got to be honest, if they're in love with somebody, I wouldn't be shocked if they drafted a quarterback, had him sit behind Daniel Jones, and wait for what I feel terrible to say is the inevitable Daniel Jones injury. Hickey, you think the Giants would take a QB?
I don't think they should. You look at that offense, and you just said it before, their best offensive player in Saquon Barkley left for a division rival. Even if, let's just say for argument's sake, because it's been the name most bandied about the Giants and J.J. McCarthy, even if you draft him for a year and sit him behind Daniel Jones, who's he throwing to next year? I'd rather get a skill guy. I'd rather get a receiver at number 6 and... Even if Daniel Jones is not on the roster next year, whether it's a trade, free agent, or you draft someone next year, because newsflash, I don't think the Giants are going to be very good next year.
Oh, they're going to suck next year too. That's right.
Yeah. So you could be at the top of the draft next year and maybe even higher next year than you were this year. I'd rather at least have a piece or two in place for a quarterback next year versus drafting them now and hopefully, you know, trying to hit on later round draft picks to give them some chance of surviving.
You know what? That's an excellent point. The New York Giants are in a space right now. This is a multi-year rebuilding effort. Like, they ain't no silver bullet. It's not a magic wand. That lady from I Dream a Genie, is not popping up out the bottle to grant a wish. They ain't one move that's going to fix the New York Giants this season. I don't care who they draft. They going to suck this year. And they're going to be in a position next year as well to be sitting right back at the top of the draft. And, man, they might finish worse than, having the 6th overall spot. The New York Giants have so many damn holes, it doesn't matter what they do, they're going to be screwed. Unless they absolutely love a QB, unless they absolutely believe that the QB of the future is there and they can roll with him, they're screwed. You also have to think about this from the perspective of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. How long is their leash? Are they going to outlast Daniel Jones? Let's remember this. They didn't draft Daniel Jones. They can always die on the sword of, we didn't draft that guy. Gettleman did. But you did give him the contract extension. But they kind of had no choice. They were kind of forced into that. So the New York Giants are in a wild position and a wild spot. Unless they love the QB, I agree with Hickey. Get a receiver. You're going to suck anyway. And at least you got a viable quarterback, I guess. They do have Drew Lock sitting right behind Daniel Jones. Exciting, right? Very exciting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of the New York theme and people that talk, Aaron Rodgers says wild things. Well, Daniel Jones is feeling confident about what the hell is going on in his career. I don't know why he would. Someone with a very long career just decided to hang up the microphone, or at least turn it off, for the New York Yankees. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. There's something about New York. People from up in New York, they run their mouths, right? Like me, I guess. I'm in Atlanta now, but yeah, I run my mouths on Saturdays in WFAN New York. But during the week, I'm happy to be here in Atlanta talking to the entire country. We just talked about quickly Aaron Rodgers, always saying something wild. Now has some theories as to where some viruses originate. You can Google that on your own time. Daniel Jones, quarterback for the New York Giants, not someone known to do a whole lot of talking. When he has spoken, it's been a lot of injury talk because he's never healthy. Coming off of a torn ACL and letting everyone know ahead of next week's NFL draft that, hey, if the New York Giants decide to draft a quarterback, I got no problems with it. I guess I got to live with it. Well, there's a man who's been speaking in New York. There's a man who has covered the New York Yankees on the radio for 36 years. There's a man who's had 64 total years of broadcasting that decided to hang him up yesterday. And because I wasn't here, because Hickey was not here yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Famed Yankees broadcaster John Sterling yesterday just said, I'm done. He retired. He says, I leave very, very happy that at his age right now, 85 years old, he just doesn't want to do it anymore. Can you blame him? He's 85. There's so much work that goes into broadcasting. So much. There's so much prep. When you put on the fact that there's travel, and yes, he's cut down on his travel, it's difficult. He's 85. John Sterling went into the Radio Hall of Fame in 2018. And if you're not familiar with the voice, you know, if you're not familiar with who I'm talking about, maybe you've heard some of these calls because really, if you're in New York, they've definitely been iconic. And if you're another part of the country, you tell me, have you heard this man's voice before? Let's go back to 1996 when the Yankees won the World Series.
The stretch and pitch swung on and popped up again off third. Hayes has room. Hayes makes the catch. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The New York Yankees have won the 1996 World Series. They have surmounted every challenge. They have climbed every mountain. And the New York Yankees are world champions.
Like, that was in 1996, right? His home run calls, especially for the players, are iconic. I mean, you got somebody like Bernie Williams. Shout outs to Bernie Williams, a burn, baby, burn. And then even for another guy, he's the opposite of a nice guy, the opposite of Bernie. It's A-Rod. Listen to Alex Rodriguez's 500th home run.
The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. It is going to be gone. He's done it just there for a three-run home run. An A-bomb from A-Rod.
Yeah, he said that a lot. This man, and not that Alex Rodriguez was around that long, he certainly was not. John Sterling at one point called about 5,000 straight Yankee games. 5,000. This man called about 5,600 total New York Yankee games. When you think about all the postseason action, legendary. And then even a couple of seasons ago, when Aaron Judge broke the home run record for the American League, John Sterling had that too.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run.
And all he used to say during those Aaron Judge home run, here comes the Judge. Every home run, he's fame. And so good for him. Like a lot of people, you do something long enough, you're like, man, I'm sick of this. And at 85 years old, I cannot blame the man for like saying, hey, I'm sick of this. It's time for me to stay home and watch the games on my couch. Good on John Sterling, already in the Radio Hall of Fame. And his voice is pretty much painted over the last 30 to 40 years of the Yankees, where they basically came out of the doldrums to have success, moving into the doldrums of the late 80s and Don Mattingly not winning anything and getting hurt and coming up with the Posadas and the Jeters of the world that has ushered in the last almost 30 years of just Yankee success, World Series and not. I know the last was in 2009. A lot of people still upset the Yankees haven't won. Hey, good on John Sterling. I'm glad he's going to relax. You know, some of the home run calls I had to go, oh, my God, okay, we had enough of the Judge. But he was an iconic figure. Iconic. Hey, Hickey, did you ever meet Mr. Sterling?
No, he rarely came into studio, and so I've never had the pleasure when he was here to meet him.
Yeah, that's what happens when you just go to the ballpark and go home.
That's true.
And I guess at 85, it's just what the hell else you want from me at this point in time. A legendary voice. And you know, all good things got to come to an end. Good on John Sterling. Hope he enjoys everything that he has next, which is basically just relaxing. It's time for me to let you know about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Seth Lugo starts for the Royals. This man went to town on the White Sox yesterday because everybody beats up on the White Sox. 7 innings. He only gave up 4 hits, allowed 0 runs. Kansas City won 2-0. Seth Lugo, The man has an ERA of 1.05, and he leads the majors already with 3 wins on the season. Seth Lugo already getting it done. He is your player of the week for the Navy Federal Credit Union. Hickey, former Met, huh?
Former Met doing well, JR. What a shock.
Could have used him right now. Well, let's see. Maybe Verlander comes back and he stinks, right? Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, okay. Maybe. Verlander, Scherzer's hurt. DeGrom's hurt. It hasn't all been a big joke in the Mets' face.
So, but maybe. Maybe they all return. And they stink. Maybe, right? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. It wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. Maybe.
Yeah, pitching is so volatile. You just, hey, nobody's built to throw a ball 100 miles per hour 100 times. It's just, we ain't built like that. We certainly are not. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of throwing the ball, there's a guy in Kansas City. He throws a damn good ball. And no, not for the Royals. I'm talking about the quarterback. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes just spoke to Time Magazine. Oh, yeah, that's right, Time. He's big time, right? You're an athlete talking to Time? Yeah, you're important. Patrick Mahomes had some thoughts on himself, his career, and the legacy that he already has. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the break. We'll give you an update there.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, I'm just a guy. I'm just hanging out. I'm happy that you got an education here. Maybe I should start a business. Maybe I could start charging. Nah, I'm not going to charge. We're just having fun. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're at halftime. The Los Angeles Lakers are going at it with the Pelicans right now. Well, the Lakers, they're the ones who lead New Orleans 60-50. And it should be the way that it is. As of right now, LeBron James, he has 15 points. D'Angelo Russell has 15. Anthony Davis has 6 points and 8 rebounds. And in the Pelicans, if there's a guy that you want to look at, Zion Williamson has showed up. Zion has 20 points to go along with 8 rebounds. Unfortunately, where's his help? Brandon Ingram only has 9 points. This is only his second game back after being out basically a month with a bruised knee. And CJ McCollum has 5 points, 2-for-9 shooting. If they don't turn things around or get some help, then I think we know where this goes. The Lakers advance to take on the Nuggets. And the Pelicans, well, they're going to have to wait. They're going to have to wait and take on the winner between the Warriors and the Kings. We'll keep you updated as things continue to roll around. Right before we went to break, we talked about John Sterling. He's a legendary broadcaster for the New York Yankees. He yesterday decided to retire just out of the blue and call it a wrap at 85 years old. And 64 years of broadcasting, 36 years covering the New York Yankees on the radio. He is a legend. And it's some interesting timing because there's another legend who is not 85 years old. He's actually 28 years old. He has 3 Super Bowl championships, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was in the news today. Thank God, nothing crazy, nothing wild. But Patrick Mahomes was named by Time Magazine as one of the most influential people in the country right now. He made the list for the Time 100. And as a part of that, Patrick Mahomes sat down with Time for an interview and talked about a wide range of topics. I just told you John Sterling, a broadcaster, decided to hang it up at 85 years old. Patrick Mahomes is still 28. He'll be 29 later on this year. And naturally, given all of his success, he was asked about longevity because Tom Brady is the benchmark going until 45 years old. And Patrick Mahomes, he'd have to play another 16 seasons to get to Tom Brady's space. And Patrick Mahomes let Time Magazine know, listen, man, I don't know about that. My kids, they're gonna be in their late teens and 20 by the time I get to that point. So maybe I stop sooner than that. And I also appreciate Patrick Mahomes because he said, you can't throw me in the greatest of all time category. Not yet. Just leave me out of it. And he credited the longevity of people like Tom Brady, the Dan Marinos of the world, the Peyton Mannings, even the Aaron Rodgers. He's like, until I'm around and have a full body of work, just keep me out of it. He did admit that the start to his career is almost unparalleled. He also talked about this dynasty that the Kansas City Chiefs have. And they've gone through some changes, right? Tyreek Hill is gone. Travis Kelce continues to get older. Andy Reid is still there on the sidelines with that mustache and that baseball cap. But Patrick Mahomes did talk to Time, and he doesn't think that the Chiefs are going to fall off anytime soon.
I believe we can sustain it, the dynasty, because of the culture that we've built. I mean, they were doing this before I even got there, and I came in and learned how to win. And I think if we continue to do that and build that culture, as well as add a lot of young guys that are hungry and want to win, which we've been able to do, that we can keep this thing going. I want to be the best that I can be as a player. What's the best that Patrick Mahomes can be? And then whenever I'm trying to do stuff off the field, I want to be with people that have that same mindset. And I think I learned that from guys like Kobe and even LeBron and all these and Tom Brady, all these other greats, that they want to be around great people, and it makes them be even greater.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Football's different, bro. And I'm just thinking about what takes place on the field. Football is different. Not to count something like Rashee Rice, you know, driving it's 119 miles per hour, right? Not 115, 119?
119.
I said 115 last week, and I didn't want to shortchange him the other, 4 miles per hour. How do you, Hickey, go 119 miles per hour on a Sunday afternoon at like, I don't know, what was it, like 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
Sun was still out, so during the day. how do you do that? By being stupid? Right? Like, that's stupid if me and you were to do it. It's even dumber for a person in Rashee Rice's position to do that.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes talking about extending the dynasty with young players. You got a wide receiver who can basically wake up this upcoming season, building off of what he did last year, and grab you 1,000 yards in the air and about 10 touchdowns. And on a Sunday in April, he's just he's out here racing cars in Dallas Metro like it's nothing. Could have killed people. Could have killed himself. And so, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, how do they maintain a dynasty moving into the future? You got to get players in who can, I don't know, maybe show up to work and not get stuck in a jail cell. Meanwhile, they still have Kadarius Toney. His biggest issue will probably be catching and holding on to the football. They did add Marquise Brown. We'll see how that rolls. I don't know. I mean, the benefit of having Patrick Mahomes, that's the thing. So it always kills me when people talk about just, this quarterback can do that. For instance, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones doesn't have help. Daniel Jones doesn't have anybody to throw to. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's factual. Patrick Mahomes has a future Hall of Famer in Travis Kelce. But you would have to be an idiot to look at Patrick Mahomes and not to think that he makes the team better just by being there, that you can give him 5 average-ass wide receivers. And yes, they may not go and win a Super Bowl, but Patrick Mahomes is going to elevate the offense. We saw the same thing with Tom Brady. So when we start thinking about quarterbacks, why do people have so many conversations about, well, this guy didn't have nobody? Well, true, probably. But that quote-unquote guy, whatever fill-in-the-blank quarterback you want to talk about, he probably ain't as good. Like, people always think about who you have next to you. And, yes, it's a team sport. Football, you got 11 guys on the field at one point in time. Somebody has to block. Somebody has to throw. Somebody has to run the ball. Somebody has to catch the ball. We get all of that. But whenever people want to make an argument about some middling quarterback, he doesn't have help, or he doesn't have this. Well, maybe he's just not good. How about all of those things can go ahead and factor in as well? And so I have no idea what the Chiefs are going to do into the future. It's shocking and surprising, maybe not at this point, that they've been able to do this. I was like, man, they lost, Cheetah, and now he's down in Miami, and how are they going to make this up? And they did. And then this man is now telling everybody the culture of the team is going to sustain them. I don't know. Am I going to wake up one day and the Chiefs stink? I doubt it. If I got to look at this upcoming season, is anybody going to be shocked if they win the Super Bowl again? The answer is no, because although he doesn't want to be considered one of the greatest of all time, they have one of the greatest quarterbacks on the team. Hickey, how long do you think this lasts with this squad, man? As long as he's there, as long as he's the QB?
As long as he's the QB. Like Joe Burrow said last year, 2 years ago, the window is as open or as long as he's there. Same for Mahomes. So whether that's another 10 years of elite level play, 12 years, the window is wide open and it's not going to close. Even if Chris Jones, let's say 3 or 4 years from now, falls off or whatever, it's not closing anytime soon, especially with him and Andy there together.
You know what makes this interesting as well? When you think about all the rule changes that have taken place, and let's just say Patrick Mahomes only plays another 10 years, are we to think that there are not going to be additional rule changes protecting quarterbacks? We already know the game is moving towards two-hand touch. We already know it's a passing game. And I think every single one of those elements work in favor for the longevity of Patrick Mahomes. Now, he did talk about his diet. He was chided for his dad bod last year, and he mentioned that in the Time 100 interview. He said, yeah, I got some extra padding on me. I need it for the hits that we take. He admitted to enjoying Starburst candies and Chick-fil-A. Probably makes Tom Brady break out into hives even thinking about Chick-fil-A. But the fact is, Mahomes, in the modern NFL, he's going to be all right. As long as he has an arm and he can stand up and throw that rock, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be competitive for as long as he is out there throwing the ball. The game is changing, and it's an appropriate time for him. Good for Patrick Mahomes. Congratulations making that Time 100 list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of dynasties, the Golden State Warriors are going to be in action against the Kings. We'll talk about that dynasty on the other side of the break here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.